Welcome back to IndieCan Music. This week it's the Toronto Indie Scene. While this show is being recorded, the Toronto International Film Festival is here. Chris Teeter from the Music Cafe is here to talk about how we've been showcasing Canada's best musicians to the world for the last few years. But first, live at IndieCan, I've been looking forward to this. Let's let them introduce themselves.
The band, Sam Hill. The song has no title. Hi, everybody. I just thought it might be a good idea for me to say hi to everyone who's listening, because otherwise it might be a little awkward. And I don't want things to be awkward. So I kind of wanted to tell you a story to break the ice. And we recently went on tour from Toronto to Vancouver and back. And when we were in Grand Prairie, Alberta, which is a city about 5 hours northwest of Edmonton, we were walking down the street after a gig, and a guy walked up to me. And he said, "Hey, man." And I said, "Hey," because that's what you say. And he said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "I'm okay." And then we kind of had this awkward silence. Kind of like this. And then he said to me, really fast, "Do you want some crack?" And I said, "Pardon?" And he said, a little slower this time, "Do you want some crack?" And I said, "No thanks, man. Sorry." And then I got to thinking, why did I say sorry to this guy? And then it got me to thinking about all the times in my life that I wanted to say nothing like sorry to anybody. And all I really wanted to say was, don't think that I'm a villain. I just made some bad decisions. I don't think that you're a villain. You just made some bad decisions. So don't think that I'm a villain. No, I just made some bad decisions. I don't think that you're a villain. Just made a bad decision. In no longer pretty cities, there are fingers in the keys. There are warts, horns, and cheese in the jackboot on the stair. There's sex and death and human grime and monochrome for one thin dime. And at least the trains all run on time, but they don't go anywhere. Take me away from this place. I can't feel the ground. Teach me to sing when I'm low. In the dark nearby, inspects the hands with the brutal eye that have never brushed a lover's thigh that has squeezed the nation's throat. And he hungers in his secret dreams for the harsh embrace of cruel machines, but his lover is not as she seems. She won't leave a note. Sometimes I sing to myself. Cause sometimes there is no one else. Do, 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 do. No, so don't think that I'm a villain. I just made some bad decisions. I don't think that you're a villain. You just made some bad decisions. So don't think that I'm a villain. No, I just made some bad decisions. I don't think that you're a villain.
You just made a bad decision.
Girl who pushed but will not shove, and she's desperate for her father's love. She believes the hand beneath the glove may be the one that she needs to hold. And she doubts her host's moralities. She decides that she is more at ease in the land of doing as you please. Outside in the cold, but the backdrop fear and sense give way, and the past gets beaten by the play. There's a murderer at the matinee, and there are dead men in the audience, and the patrons and the actors too. show is through. And with sidelong looks, they wave their cue. But the frozen mask just smiles. Something beautiful happened.
Welcome to IndieCan Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, a lot is water under the bridge since we first met many moons ago, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But let's go with this song that seems to be titleless. The little sort of spoken word freestyle you do at the beginning, is that a true story, something that happened when you were on the road?
Yeah, when we were in Grand Prairie, Alberta, that actually happened to me, and I thought that would be a good one to pull out of the hat for the show. But the funny thing is, everywhere we go, we get a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
So every night it's different. That's how we do that song. Different every night.
Now, having a no name and track four, of course, you were really bummed out when I told you another band has a full-length CD with song four that has no title, too.
It was ironic, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting their address.
Yeah, well, just from a careering point of view, that could be a little difficult getting a radio tracker to actually promote that to radio when it has no title. It's kind of hard to follow it. But.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that is we actually might may get a chance to release that in Europe as a single. So when that comes, we'll definitely have to deal with it. On the other hand, we think it's a positive thing, whereas as a DJ or as a program director, you have to literally say, here's that song. Maybe you could have a contest to have your fans call in and say, like, name the song for
name
the band.
Name the song,
you know?
Contest.
That's
okay.
What we're hoping
and
for.
And then when they win, they could get, like, a sweater with the name that they named tattooed on it or something.
Okay.
Some
kind of embroidery.
Will you send them some swag if someone comes up with a good
Absolutely.
Name?
Absolutely. I will send them
swag.
Personalized hip
signed,
waiters.
Autographed a copy of the CD.
No, hip waiters.
Hip, no.
Maybe even the shirt waiters. Matt wears when he drums.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Not washed.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a little harsh. you've got a new single, something that isn't on the EP, is that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the EP came out in 2006, and then the album, the full debut album we released was in May of this year, of 2007, and we released the first single called You Don't Say mm-hmm. to Rock Radio in Canada. And it did well enough, and the tour that we went on after that did well enough that we're able to release a second single. It comes out, of course, on the September 4th, and it's called Smile.
And this is going to introduce...
Well, I was going to introduce a different side of Sam Hell. We have a guest vocalist on it, the only guest vocalist that we've had on any recordings ever. Zoe Newman is her name.
Okay.
And I don't even call it a ballad because it's still a rock song, but it's a duet.
Great. Okay, let's have a listen.
Hi, everybody. This is Sam Hell. You're listening to IndieCan.com, and this is our latest single that came out on September 4th. It's called Smile.
my smile, I smile at you and you look away. Why won't you return my smile? My smile missed you, you missed my smile. Your smile cuts like glass. I need glass. Pile of roses in the bush. Why do you throw them away? Who hurt you? Who made you cry? I looked at you and I saw your face. You cursed your eyes, made them dry. Looked at you and I saw your face. Well, I know the difference a year can make. I know how high you can fly. Love is a smile on your face. Love is a smile. Since you left all to stay, why are you gone? When love is right here. He took you, he shook you, he took all he could take. He took you, he shook you, he took all he could take. Well, take it all back, bend your heart away. Oh,
So, just came off the road and you made money. That's kind of unusual for indie bands.
Yeah, and the thing we did was we rolled it up into joints and... No, I'm just joking.
selling drugs will do that to you.
Yeah, you know what it was? We were lucky enough that we had a lot of gracious friends and family, and being from the West originally, sort of all over the place, we were able to not have to stay in many hotels.
Yeah.
And then people liked our band more than we thought they would. I know that's a weird thing to say, but they bought more shirts, they bought more CDs, they liked our music, so that enabled us to keep the tour going and come back to release another single and go on another tour.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about that. You originally started out in Edmonton, Alberta, and felt you hit a glass ceiling there. You needed to go to Torontopia to break out as a band, right? Now, what's different about life in Toronto as an indie band than what you thought it would be when you lived in Edmonton?
Well, for starters, there's a glass dome around the city, and we were shocked to see that when we got here.
That's actually just smog.
It ends at Burlington, really.
It has a reflection. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, that's true.
But aside from that, yeah, it was. We did. It wasn't like we hit a glass ceiling in the bands that we were in at the time. Funny enough, we just had been through the whole routine of trying to become popular within a city, within a scene. And realized that if we were going to make music, we might as well do it where there was a lot of people. And the funny thing about it is, when you're established, when you have a full-time career as a musician, you could live in Timmins, Ontario, or you could live in, you know, New Paltz, New York, or wherever you want to be, and tour, because you're always touring. Your albums are coming out. It doesn't matter. But until you get there, you want to be around people. You want to be happening. So we decided, we looked at the map, and we threw a dart at Toronto, and that's why we came here.
Yeah, and
thankfully we're a good shot.
We're a good shot.
yeah, otherwise, you know, you're in Windsor.
Exactly.
And to our listeners in Windsor, don't take that personally.
And you know, actually, to be honest, especially when you're talking about the indie scene, people talk a lot about Edmonton, you know, as the next up-and-coming indie scene. And, you know, growing up in Edmonton and playing in independent bands in Edmonton, I always thought that was strange being there and hearing people talk about Edmonton being the next indie big deal. You know, people, I've actually heard people compare it to, like, Montreal at the time when all the, you know, Mobile and Stars and Metric were coming out. And the one thing that Edmonton did do for indie bands that I noticed is that they gave younger kids, like young, 15, 16, 17, even, you know, a place to play that was better than playing at, you know, your mom's auntie's garage sale, and you set up your amps in the corner. And so if I ever accredited anything to Edmonton, it would be the opportunity that they give younger people to play. You know, it wasn't so much that there's much of a scene going on there as much as there's more opportunity to get involved at a younger age on what appears to be a larger scale.
Would you say the community embraces their local artists
then? No.
No?
It's very friend-specific. Like, you get your group of friends. And because Edmonton, interesting fact about Edmonton, after Indianapolis, it's the second most spread-out city per the amount of people that live there. So, like...
It's a giant suburb with a couple of buildings in the middle.
There's a million people, but it's extremely large in terms of space.
And a great hockey team.
And a great Oilers, yes. And the Eskimos, too, of course. But anyways, when you got to go to a show, like, sometimes you're driving from the other side of town, so it's not like... It's not like there's a Queen Street in Toronto. It's not like there's St. Laurent, St. Catharines in Montreal where there's all these clubs. It's like there's a club here, there's a club there. So you got it. Your friends have to know where it is, when it is, what time it is, and like what the directions are to get there. So it's very much friend-based when you start.
And it could snow at any time.
Like, except for July, it snowed in every month I ever played a show in Alberta.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the history of this particular studio here in Kensington?
Absolutely. Our drummer has to take his medicine. Yeah, well, this building that we're sitting in here was built sometime a long time ago. I wouldn't know exactly when, but
14, 15,
15, most of it at one time was one whole entire studio unto itself. It's now two different studios, and we live above a bar, which is now in the front of the building.
Yeah. Graffiti's Bar and Grill, Graffiti's the greatest bar in Toronto, P.S.
Very true. And many people have done everything from pre-production to vocal tracking to whole entire albums here. Alana Miles, Teenage Head, Daniel Lanois, Bruce Coburn, Ann Murray, like you name it, this building's had it. And we literally randomly found this place, moved in, and had no idea about the history until the day we got here.
Right.
So it was pretty neat for us as a bunch of slack-jawed yokels to pull up here and realize all this about it.
Now, what's it like being the new guy in the band? All right.
I like it a lot.
Is that it?
How attractive are we?
Have your sexual endeavors increased at all?
Everything's good so far. I came here not really knowing what the band was all about, and everything seems good and positive, and I'm really enjoying myself, and I hope everything goes well.
Can you go and get me a drink?
Again?
Simon? Yeah.
No, but
I think you've had enough, Joe.
Yeah, don't get us out of here.
They treat you right.
Yeah, everything's good.
And the music's fun?
Yeah, I'm liking it, and I can't wait to start writing new stuff and tour. And
yeah, well, the word around the campfire is they're pretty happy with you, too.
Can we tell you a quick, interesting story?
Yeah.
So, Simon, the newest member, guitar, keys, vocalist...
has never actually slept with what you would consider a human woman.
That's right. But, and then, in addition to that...
Cut that out.
And Mr. and Mrs. Telesky, we apologize. Trev and Matt and I had to go to a wedding, and Zoe, actually, as well. And we were at this wedding... and there was this guy, and he was playing various piano melodies of some Neil Young and some Beatles and stuff. And the way he felt the piano playing was very rock and roll. It was very good. And we were so impressed. And then this band played after, and he was in it. And they sang all these songs, like all these classic, like they did the second half of Abbey Road from the Beatles and all this stuff. And we were just blown away by this guy playing foot pedals and keys and guitar and singing at the same time. And so we sort of just like... accosted him after the wedding was over and said,
it just
we demand that you come and meet us.
Well, it just happened to be the day that we had accidentally left the burlap sap in the back of the car. And so I went out between sets to the car and I got the burlap sack. And, I mean, Simon's not a big guy, and, I mean, Jordan's 6'4".
It's very little horse tranquilizer.
We call it convincing. Other people have called it so much as sexual harassment to... child kidnapping.
Sam Hell fish stories. Here we go.
But anyways, long story short, we met Simon very randomly, we're not sure where he came from, but we really enjoy him.
Yeah. Seems to. Certainly on stage, you seem to be like you look like one cohesive unit that has worked together a long, long time.
We sewed our mittens together.
Yeah, the first gig we ever played was in with Simon was in Ottawa on August 10th after we got back from tour. And I didn't tell anybody in the crowd that there was his first show with us until the very last song, and it was just like shock and amazement throughout.
One lady actually had a heart attack.
Yeah, we had to call an ambulance.
Something to be proud of. But you like the nation's capital? Ottawa was good to you?
Yeah, funny enough, Ottawa's always been good to us. We've played there, I think, 4 times in the last year and a half since we moved here, and we've really enjoyed it, so we can't wait to get back. We're hoping to start off our tour there, actually, on the 19th of October.
Oh,
going to go to Atlantic Canada, St. John's and back.
Great. I got some bands for you to talk to.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Now, we're going to close this segment with a brand new song. What's this Cannibal song? What can you tell me about it?
Trev, why don't you field that one?
It's a song that's about how far a person will go to get what they want and how far they'll find exactly how much they don't want to have.
And it's called Honey for Cannibals.
Cool.
And this is the first time we've ever played it.
Bet your ass you are. Thank you.
Shut your eyes before morning, eyes before morning. Oh, you never listen to my warning, listen to my warning. These kind of things make daddy cry. And it takes a little piece of his heart every time.
Adrian from Hunter Valentine,
Laura from Hunter Valentine,
and Kiyomi from Hunter Valentine, and we will see you next week on IndieCam.
Romance, fake love is her last chance, and now she's breaking up.
Hi, my name is Chris Teeter, coordinator of the 2007 Canadian Music Cafe, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Hello, IndieCan fans.
It's Christy.
No, I'm Christy.
And this Ted.
That's right. Well, I'm Ted, actually, from Sonica.
From Sonica.
So you're going on tour to the States. Is this your first time, or is this like old hat for you?
This band is first time.
Yep.
I've been with other bands before, but nothing as impressive as being in a band with Christy.
That's true. You know, I hear that a lot.
I'm humbled just by her very presence. She makes me do the dishes. So.
Well, no job too big or too small.
That's right. We got to get the tour done. So
yeah,
whatever she says, she's got the whole band in aprons.
That's true. Yeah.
So you're going to be in the Chicago area, the New York area, back in time for a Grey Cup, actually. I bet you didn't plan it that way, but...
Yeah, we did. We worked the tour around the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
Really? No, but you know what? We may work it around the NHL.
That's right.
It's true. Much more of an NHL band.
Oh, so you'll be here for the first Edmonton date in Toronto? Is that...
Because we've lived all over Canada,
yeah,
and we have true allegiance, we...
Oh, you're a divided band.
We are, well, yeah. And we also... Morgan, what are you sneaking around for?
Yeah.
Hiding.
Come on, nice.
Come on over here. This
I don't know what's going on back.
This is Morgan. This is a radio interview that we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Say hello to IndieCan fans and tell them who we are.
Hi, IndieCan fans. My name's Morgan. I'm the drummer for Sonica.
See, he's got an apron too, just like I do. You missed that part.
No, yeah. Too, okay. Would you like fries with that?
Oh, that's where I remember you.
Yeah. I'm that guy hanging out the window.
Fritz. Fries, please.
Yeah, I got subject for abuse written on my forehead.
Yeah. So we were talking about hockey allegiances in the band.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Toronto Maple Leafs. Diehard. Born and raised.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Eh?
Yeah. See, we love.
Do you have an opinion?
Yes, I do have an opinion, and I am, of course, Edmonton, being from Edmonton. But unlike a lot of Edmontonians, I also have a place in my heart for the Flames.
Really?
That's really remarkable.
And I'm going to say it because
note.
Of Jerome McGinley.
Take note. We're now looking for a singer.
Hey, I can say it.
Yeah, you can say that. That's really impressive.
That's right. Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Hey, you got to stand up with what you want.
Well, I lived in Calgary back when there was a Smythe division.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe, of course, Edmonton had their number the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe the number of Calgary fans that once Calgary was beaten, it was go Edmonton, go.
Yeah.
To me, go.
It's not like that
Islanders
anymore,
go.
It's not like that
die
anymore.
Edmonton, no. No.
No. Vancouver.
Now that they've had a taste of it.
Vancouver would be my second pick.
I love Vancouver.
And it doesn't matter as long as Ottawa loses. Who cares?
Yeah, my I'm a Leafs fan.
That's the
and
truth.
My second
when it comes
favorite
down to
team
it.
Is whoever's playing Ottawa.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
It's true.
And I have fans up there, and I'll get some hate mail for that. But, yeah. You know, I'm authentic, if nothing else.
That's right.
So, yes, it's all about the art and all about the music, but business first. Crossing the border, do you go through all the loops and all of the hurdles there?
You know, it's been a joy, actually, learning about the process.
It's a process, for
it's
sure.
It's a process, yeah. But it's you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
If you want to do it, then you got to do the paperwork.
And how long did that take?
Well, it takes about 4 months to get the visa itself.
Yeah.
So, but before that, then you have to be booking the shows, you know, previous to that. So it's quite a
Yeah, before you have it, you've got to be booking the shows well enough in advance. It's kind of stressful, isn't it?
That's a bit.
But you did it.
Yes.
Yeah, and you start at the Bovine.
Yes.
And you end in Rochester in near the end of November.
That's right.
And then would you become football fans if the Eskimos make it to the Grey Cup? Do the tailgate party?
Well, they have made
so
many times.
Yeah, I have no problem with tailgate parties, I'll tell you that. So, you know, I'm not sure where my allegiances fall there.
Now, for listeners from the United States of America who may not be familiar with Sonica,
mm-hmm. right.
what well, can they know. Expect when you come to town?
Mm.
Lots of nude dancing girls.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Come on, musically.
No, no. Oh, musically, sorry.
It'd be nice to go back over. I was over there for years.
Yeah.
You know, I lived down in Florida State for 5 years and a couple of years in L.A., and I was drumming for a lot of American bands.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin DeBro from Quiet Riot. I was with his solo act. And
very nice.
With a band called Juliet that was signed to Enigma. They did a lot, you know, the glam days.
Yeah,
I look a little different without the makeup, but I'm the same old guy.
Yeah, well, like I said, I just didn't recognize you without the hairnet.
That's right. I think what they can expect is really high energy, a little bit on the heavy side. Some of our biggest influences are bands that we don't sound like at all, like Disturbed, mm-hmm. and some of the heavy, hard-hitting metal bands, but with a lot of, I don't know, melody.
We like big choruses.
Well, you have an Evanescence meets Metallica kind of feel.
Right.
To the
well, that's
music.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that, you know, fair?
That's very fair.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. It's true. Yeah, because it's very arty, but very cool. heavy hitting. I mean, you're here to party.
We are.
For sure.
You noticed.
We are.
Hey. Hugo Leonard, Skinnerd.
We got some Skinnerd
happening in the background here.
Woo! So let's go through the dates then.
Okay. We start September 13th here tonight at the Bovine Sex Club.
Yep.
Do you want me to name them all?
Sure, yeah.
All right. September 14th, Twisters and Chatham's. 15th, The Underground, Hamilton. October 12th, Cheers, South Bend, Illinois. October 18th, The Elbow Room. They really pay attention in the room here about what we're doing, obviously.
Yeah.
Then the 19th, The Elbow Room in, what is that,
Ypsilanti,
Michigan.
Yeah.
The 26th of October,
Michigan,
The Haunt.
Michigan has the weirdest sounding towns.
I completely agree
like
with
British
you.
It's almost like British Columbia.
It definitely does.
It's
here, you keep going. Oh, look, Morgan's on it. Thank you, Morgan.
And then we're going to be going to Ithaca, and we're playing at The Haunt October 26th. Yeah. And then on October 27th, we'll be hitting Dingbats, which is in Clifton, New Jersey. November 2nd, we'll be at the Annex Theater, and that's in Madison. November 3rd, Cactus Club in Milwaukee. November 9th, Headliners Toledo, Ohio, which is a great club. November 10th, we're going to be in Cincinnati. November 17th, Don Hills in New York. On the 23rd of November, we'll be at the Cellar in Dayton, Ohio. And on the 24th, we're going to be at the Bug Jar, and that's going to be our last date there.
This year.
This year.
And if people were having a hard time writing all that down because they want to follow you like deadheads.
No kidding. I've already forgotten where we're playing
online.
Absolutely. They can come see us at our MySpace, which is myspace.com/SonicaMusic. We're on vampirefreaks.com/Sonica. And if you are on Facebook, like most people, then we have a group. So if you just pull up groups and search Sonica, you'll find us.
Okay, knock 'em dead. Make us proud, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, Jolt just walked in. He had to put his apron away. We've all had to do that. But he's our bass player.
Yeah.
And are the dishes done?
I have Jolt, bass player. Sonic.
Fabulous. Okay. I'll see you when you get back.
Thank you.
Off obedience, resistance, your storm. That is swirling round and round me, I've torn.
sample of Sonica and check them out. And if they're coming to a town near you, go see them. Great live show. Everyone's going on the road. Next week's show, we're completely devoting ourselves to the Music Cafe. And so many of those bands are on their way on the road. The Great Lakes Swimmers, Justin Rutledge, let's see, the United Steelworkers of Montreal. These are all bands that we'll be hearing from and sharing their music with you. And Hunter Valentine, as was foreshadowed by the band, will be our feature live at IndieCan band next week. And before Sonica, we heard from them from their brand new True North record, The Impatient Romantic. And this album, you should see some of the titles here. The Problem with Devotion, which we just heard. And I have a funny feeling Kiyomi and I were talking about. But also Rotting Love Guts, My Private Battle, Typical, which we've heard on the show before. If you like angst and you like rock and roll, you'll like this band. And next week is that's how we kick it off. Anyway, just before we get to Chris Teeter with Canadian Music Cafe, I'm going to introduce you to an artist that, if you don't already know, I just met her at the Music Cafe. Lily Frost is her name. And this particular song, when I first heard it, I thought, wow, what a great song. It's called Raise the Veil. Now, it takes more than just using the term Leonard Cohen to make a great song, which she does. I say that because, well, I sing like Leonard Cohen. Many claim to, but I do. Leonard Cohen fronting Green Day, I think, is how some people have referred to it. Anyway, I will spare you that this week. Instead, much better, Lily Frost. The fire,
wondering where is the fruit tree? I am just simply an old tired poet waiting for the apple to drop tonight. Is Leonard Cohen divinely inspired under the fruit tree in Lotus? I am a vessel channeling lyrics down from the greater consciousness. And if the angels circle my head, come let them sit on my shoulder. For I am not here just for my service. I have been put here to raise the veil between you and me, between the Muslims and Christians, between self-righteous who conquered the serfs, earning more profits and saving the earth. I am not simply here for my service. I have been put here to raise a veil between you and me, between the guilt and confession, between the mortals and flowers of light, between the soldiers and worthiness of life, between the verse, the chorus and verse, liberty and the possession. Connecting everything to the divine through this tiny fruit offering of mine.
Good afternoon, my name is Chris Teeter. I'm the coordinator of the 2007 Canadian Music Cafe, happening at the Rivoli, September 11th, 12th, 13th, as part of the Toronto International Film Festival.
This started in 2005, is that right?
Yes, we started in 2005. It was a small cafe which we held upstairs at Sassafras.
Right, it was right in Yorkville where all the beautiful people are.
That's right. Well, at the time we really wanted to, it was our first year, we wanted to introduce ourselves, you know, make a impression, if you will, on the film industry from the music industry. And so we thought, let's get it in the middle of where all the happenings are for the film festival.
Where they already are.
Exactly. So Sassafras at the time was the perfect location.
Yeah.
We have decided to move it down to the Rivoli.
Where the music happens.
Well, where the music happens, it's easier to accommodate any size of band here.
Yeah.
We can showcase everything from an 8-piece band to a singer-songwriter.
Right.
And it also helps that probably by this time next year, the new Lightbox, the new festival headquarters, will be centered down at King and John. So
okay,
just down the road.
So then you're nice and close.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're just location, location, location.
For
I
sure.
Guess. And so the whole idea is to say, hey, you know, the whole film world is here in Toronto. Let's not forget about our music, right? The great Canadian music.
Well, exactly. It's a great marriage of two of Canada's biggest cultural exports,
yeah.
Music and film.
Yeah.
And they go hand in hand. One gets used in the other. One is a promotion for the other. It's a perfect opportunity to introduce those who are here for the film festival, those who are on that cutting tip, a good introduction to what's on the cutting tip of Canada. And what we're trying to do is take a snapshot of what's happening through Canada right now and presenting it within 3 days here at the Riv.
Right. And like the first year you had Ron Sexsmith, Chantel,
Krebiasek, Stephen Page, Lavinia Glaze, Joran, Kanon, Buck 65.
Right.
Sosleen.
And where are those people now? So, I mean, it seems to be helpful. Like that it's
absolutely. You know, it may be meeting someone where 5 years down the road, all of a sudden you're in a Coke commercial.
Right.
Or, you know, in the case of last year with Molly Johnson, mm-hmm. one of the people that were attending her event actually left the room midway through her set.
Yeah.
And went outside to make a cell phone call and placed her in the closing credits of a film.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the fairy tale come true, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And so it is the place where Canadian independent musicians and major label musicians can all come together and make that initial contact and nurture that relationship that will help propel their career, if you will, to that next level. You know, if you manage to score a song in a major picture, that's basically the equivalent to worldwide distribution.
It's
especially
a great
with the
credit, that's
absolutely
for sure.
And with the internet being so easy to, you know, if you hear of a band, you can always order it from wherever it is.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a fantastic opportunity for the artist showcasing
yeah.
here.
For indie artists, you know, the film industry is far more accessible than it ever was because of MySpace, because of a lot of da-da-da-da.
Absolutely. And
whatever.
Plus with the whole DIY, yeah. you know, enthusiasm between all the artists these days, you know, maybe 10 years ago, there wasn't that whole idea of I can do it myself. For the independent musicians that are out there, it's not a daunting task necessarily
right.
anymore. It's, you know, we have to combine business with music. And a lot of them are coming to realize that. I'm not saying that they haven't before. You know,
yeah.
you look at the Bare Naked Ladies when they first came out.
Yeah.
Selling, oh, I think, 150,000 independent cassettes.
Yeah.
You know, there's always been the great tales of independent artists, but what you said, absolutely, it is a lot more accessible for us these days to make that ground and to get in and meet these people and hopefully get their music featured. You know, two of the artists we have today, both independent, the Great Lakes Swimmers and United Steelworkers in Montreal, they have been featured in numerous television shows, films.
Right.
But both those artists are featured in All Hat, which premieres as part of the Toronto Film Festival tonight.
Yeah.
Then, you know, also on our bill today, we have O Susanna, who's won a Genie for her film work. And it goes on. That's kind of the gamut. These artists are ready, and they want to get out there because, unfortunately, the little shiny round thing, the compact disc,
yeah.
doesn't quite sell what it used to. So
no, that's for sure.
Artists have to make themselves more aware and get out there and find other ways to market themselves. And major motion pictures, well, that's the gold mine right there.
So playing here is definitely a coup for the artist.
Absolutely.
What's your selection process? Like, do you have people knocking your door down to get on the showcase?
Well, we do have an open application process. So if you're Canadian, mm-hmm. you can apply to be part of this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we only have 15 spots.
Yeah.
But what we try to do is through a panel yeah. of industry professionals, we try to represent east to west,
right.
As many genres as possible, male, female, all the things that Canada represents. And we're trying to get a real picture for these people who are often only here once a year.
Right.
We're trying to show them in 3 quick days what's going on up here and why you should continue to pay attention to Canadian music.
And do you have a hard time getting, like, what's the tough part of your job? Do you have a hard time getting the interest of the film industry, getting the audience here, a hard time getting the media excited? What's the toughest part of it? Because getting the bands to say, hey, I'm all over it, right?
No Absolutely. Problem. You know, in our first year, there was a lot of hurdles because we were the new kid on the block, if
yeah.
you will. And we had to go out and really make a big effort to, hey, film community, we're out here,
yeah.
you know, come see us.
Yeah.
But now that we're in our third year, the momentum is really growing, and people, you know, who haven't been here have heard from people, why didn't you go? You missed, you know,
yeah.
DJ Champion or Bucks 5 or Joran or whoever it might be, and you got to get there next year because this is where it happens. This is where you're going to see the next fight, the next Arcade Fire, the next Avril, whoever it might be.
So you've been able to create a bit of a buzz.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm not saying, you know, we can sit back and relax by any means. We're always trying to bring, our goal is to get more of those people who make those decisions as to where the music goes.
Right.
You know, yes, we've had an exceptional turnout over the past 3 years now,
mm-hmm.
But we're always, you know, reaching for the stars. We want to incorporate the ones from Australia. We want to incorporate the ones from Japan.
Right.
You know, right now we do have ones from the UK and from America. But we, you know, that's where we're going next, is get more interest from those people and get them realizing that this is the place to be to get the deal done.
Yeah. What's your day job, Chris? What do you do when you're not doing this?
Well, I'm an event producer.
Yeah.
So I've done work with everyone from the film festival to Junos to Canadian Music Week.
Yeah.
A jack of all trades, if you will.
Yeah, good.
And I also do a little bit of catering in my spare time.
Oh, so. Cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah, welcome to indie life, right?
Well, that's more of a love
yeah.
than, you know, everyone told me that, you know, stop cooking for just us. Go do it for other people. And it's turned out to be a hobby that's...
Are you in charge of craft services here?
Oh, no. This week I get to relax and maybe sit back and watch a band or two
yeah.
and see the magic happen.
Yeah, finally. That's the part of the business we all love. But
as an event planner, this is the, you know, the fireworks are actually going off and you're seeing the display. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the hands shake. You're seeing people smile. And, you know, often you see stuffy industry professionals actually dance for once.
Oh, cool.
And you never see that happen. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well, good for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. 3 cheers for you. It was a great marriage, and someone had to do it, and you did it. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
This is You Don't Say, and the band is Sam Hell, and I am the announcer.
Day I'm 113% man, so they say they don't know it, but Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an Indie Can Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.